Dear friends, I am Mary, and I speak to you from a heavenly realm, a place that's familiar to you. There's a vibration of love and clarity here. And it's a vibration you yearn for. It is a part of you. But you lost touch with it when you dived into the earth dimension, when you were born as a tiny baby, and you took in, you absorbed the energies of your parents, your environment, and the earth dimension itself. And in today's message, I'd like to speak in particular about this entry point when you entered the earth realm, incarnating in your current lifetime, a transition took place. And I'd like to focus on who you were as a baby. I'd like to invite you to connect with your baby self, because inside this baby self, there is a miraculous sense of possibilities. Your baby self is still deeply in touch with the higher vibration, the heavenly realm that you came from. She, and of course I also mean he, but I will refer to your baby self as she in this message. She remembers and still feels the comforting, nurturing and inspiring energy of home. Home being the frequency of the heart, the frequency of love, the frequency of a mother energy that says to her child, yes, you can do this, you're safe, I'm holding you while you explore life and go on adventures and gain new experiences and insight. So this feeling of nurturing love and safety is still the baby, your baby self is still aware of it. And the first step to reconnect with your baby self is to remember that motherly, that kind of universal motherly love or cosmic motherly love, and feel it in your heart. And imagine yourself being a baby again. Go back, travel back through time into the past. And you could also visualize yourself holding yourself as a baby, looking into her eyes, and noticing that although she's so tiny and vulnerable, there's a higher frequency there in her eyes that can nurture you now, because you dived into the earth atmosphere and you took in a lot of heavy energies. And as you came down, you started to remember old wounds from past lives. And this was part of your life's goal. But still, it drains you and sometimes disconnects you from your origin and the awareness of the loving mother energy. So look into the eyes of your radiant baby self and remember home. You are safe. Nothing can happen to you. You will return to this heavenly sphere. You will heal from all your wounds. Look into the eyes of your baby self and drink from that love frequency, that heart vibration, and feel a deep trust in those eyes that you set certain goals for yourself in this lifetime, and feel the trust in your soul that you will be able to achieve these goals. And also sense that there's around this intention in your soul to experience certain issues, to really go into them and experience the emotional depths of this issue. Around this intention is a feeling of joy, even though the issue itself may be deep and challenging. Your soul's intention always comes with a sense of joy and trust. Connect with this level of joy and trust. And see the light emanating from your baby self's eyes. Let it flow into your eyes now and into your heart. And then you may wonder, what are my goals exactly? Life can be confusing, and it sometimes doesn't seem to make sense at all, especially when things become heavy and painful. And I'm inviting you now to look at your baby self, this beautiful tiny baby, and travel into her eyes. And she is a gateway, a bridge to the higher realm that you come from, and now travel through her eyes and go over that bridge. And now you are in an atmosphere close to Earth, but it's full of knowledge and a sense of meaning. And with your present awareness as a fully grown human being with a lot of earthly experiences, you go back to that realm and you take in this pure energy. And you focus on what you consider to be your biggest problem or issue right now, in the present. And just don't think about this problem, but see it as an energy. And it's challenging, painful. You worry about it. And now look at it with your soul's eyes. And ask, what's the potential here? What am I learning? How am I growing going through this experience? And instead of thinking about it, allow the energy of what's being born inside you, the growth, the bigger awareness, the deeper insights, allow it to present itself to you as an energy. So you just focused on the energy of the problem, and now allow the future energy of the solution to present itself to you. And there will come a time when you will finally cross that bridge to the heavenly realm again, the other way around. You will let go of your physical body and return to this dimension that I speak from now. And it will be a happy return. You need not fear the end of life. You are aware enough to cross that bridge with a sense of peace and trust. And what I'm asking you now is to focus on this moment that you are about to return and the level of wisdom that you could have at that point, at the end of your life. And feel what is the highest potential there. Feel the joy and the wisdom of the highest potential. You have used your challenging experiences to learn and grow, and now see yourself as an older woman or man, and your eyes now have a deeper glow. The baby's eyes were radiant with heavenly light, and the eyes of the older man or woman have wisdom inside them and deep compassion, and these eyes are telling you now, are giving you a message about how to deal with the challenges you're facing now. What you consider to be your biggest problem now, allow the wise old man or woman to tell you what's most important right now. And you can sense that the answer within, not just as a cognitive reply, but as an energy coming towards you from the future, from your highest potential. You may see an image or a color accompanying this answer. And I'm asking you to receive it, even if you still don't know specifically what is the answer, but say yes to it. I say yes to my highest potential for this life, to fulfill my soul's mission. And then allow this energy, the energy of the solution, to flow back into the past to your baby self. And this is all very well possible from the perspective of your soul. The soul just plays with time. There is no fixed linear time for the soul. So you send to your baby self energies of healing and wisdom from the future. And this helps her to ground herself in the earth dimension and not be completely overwhelmed by it. Or there are always moments in which you feel that you drown, that you lose your sense of self or the connection with your soul, going through very difficult, challenging feelings and experiences in this life. And now send the energy of your highest wisdom to these moments in the past and to the present. And feel how you are surrounded by this circle of life, the serene, radiant, heavenly energies of your baby self and the deep-rooted wisdom of your older self. Both are near the bridge that spans the gap between this world and your world. Your soul is strongly present in those moments. And I'm asking you now to let the old wise woman or man and the pure baby self both merge with you. Feel the nurturing energies of the mother inside you. And the wise energy of the father. Feel this mixture of mother-father energy all around you. And also that you are deeply cared for. The child, the baby self, is so vulnerable and tiny when she enters this world. It takes a lot of courage to jump into an incarnation. But you are surrounded by cosmic mother and father energies. Which truly serve you. And you will never die. Being born on Earth and dying at the end of your life, it's two moments in a very large game, so to speak. Don't be afraid of this world, even though it seems full of perils, of dark and unpredictable energies. Know that you are surrounded by higher energies of love and wisdom, and look again into the eyes of your baby self and understand that you are the baby whisperer. You are the grown-up. You are actually there on Earth doing it, embodying your soul, going through the experiences. You are the leading lady or man. You are able to tap into your baby self's energy, to awaken it, to awaken that sense of purity and safety. And you are also able to tap into your future self and awaken the wisdom there. So you are a channel for both your past and your highest future. You are powerful and creative. You are not at the mercy of powers bigger than you. Your soul is creative and knows what you truly need to experience to get to that point of wisdom and liberation in the future. So when you feel stuck or life doesn't seem to make sense at all, when you are in pain, emotional or physical, remember that you, as the baby whisperer, can tune into the entry point of this life and also the exit point and gain insight from this, or simply feel the energies of encouragement and wisdom that are waiting to be awakened in your life. The potentials are there. right around you. Your soul is with you all the time. And you're supposed to feel confused and at a loss because your soul wants to cover new ground in its life. It doesn't want to repeat things. It wants to learn new things and go to deeper levels of self-realizations. That's why it can be so tough at times. But if you keep your sense of trust and that feeling of being safe and nurtured all the time, then it becomes easier, and at least you can sense that there's a purpose to all that you're going through, and it will reveal itself. And in moments where you really don't know what to do or how to feel better, just imagine that you are holding your beautiful baby self in your arms and look into her eyes. And there will be comfort and a sense of purpose flowing to you, even though your mind cannot understand. Allow this magic of the baby self to be with you. She is a cosmic miracle, a combination of purity, courage, power, and also vulnerability. Ignorance, not knowing. You took on this adventure. You dived into this human life. And I'm inviting you to treat yourself with tenderness. The tenderness that you feel around babies. And never forget that you are loved always. And whatever adventure you are on, you will always return home. Thank you.